Dear Mind, on this date, December 5th, 2015, we're going to play some Christmas music. And we're just going to allow it, naturally. What is it? That's how I wish you a Merry Christmas, but what is it? This knowing. Well, where is it? What does it do? You see, if you try to figure, can we get these lights down? This is a mirage, believe it or not. Half everybody's already asleep. We had to do mirage. So, dear mind, we're not going to think through this. We're just going to allow it. Because, dear mind, if you start thinking, and then it's just mental, then it's really not knowingness. So we're just going to sit here in this very, very comfortable energy, listening to some delightful Christmas music, and we're just going to go there. Well, actually, we're just going to let it come to us. There is no process involved in this. There's no thinking. There's no analysis in it. There is just allowing. There's no plotted way of doing this. It's just allowing. But you know, in a funny kind of way, you got nothing else right now. As I said, the mind is at capacity. People talk about the challenges on this planet, food and fuel and water, whatnot. The real challenge is that the mind really can't take anymore, nor should it. So now we birth the knowers. Let's make a good science fiction movie. The knowers versus the thinkers. We birth the knowers. And the funny thing is about them is that they live in the moment. They allow everything to flow to them. They don't have to think it through. It's an easier life because it's just there. They don't even have to think about it. And when I say there, I'm not just talking about some money or health or things like that. I'm talking about knowingness of the answers to big questions, the knowingness of how to solve big issues that have faced the individuals or the planet without thinking. It's a funny one. Without thinking. You've been so accustomed to thinking through with very, very little infusion of creativity, but just taking a very logical path on things. So it's going to seem very odd being in this, well, being a knower, because it's just going to be there. People are going to say, well, how do you know? Well, it's because I'm a knower. It's just there. Well, where do you get this from? It's just there. Yeah, no, you do not say, I don't know. It's just there. Well, did you have to study for it? No, it's just there. What kind of preparation do you do for it? None. It's just there. Can you teach me how to do it? They'll say. No. You're going to think back your own journey to get to this point. What you thought started out, what you thought was going to be a spiritual journey, it's really not. It's just there. And my friends, the less you try, the less you effort, the less you struggle with it, like a lot of you are doing right now,
the more it's just there.
It emerges. It comes forth. You do not have to go out and get it or earn it in any way. It's just there. You don't have to be smart. Matter of fact, it's better that you're not real smart. Tends to get in your way. You don't have to make sense out of it. You know, in the old thinker way. Oh, the old thinker way, that was cumbersome. You don't have to worry about it fading away. Like your mind is going to do anyway. That's what I love about thinkers. They think and think and think, and then they lose it all. Poof, goes away. I get older, memory slips. You know where they go? They start going into fantasy. They start going into that other world that's always been there. And then everybody says, well, look, they're going crazy. No, crazy was being in the zoo. So the amazing thing, the real blessing, is that you don't have to do a damn thing to get here. Other than just to allow this natural state. And again, your mind is going to say, well, did I get it? Did I get it? Or was I asleep? Shh, you got it. You got it. Well, but where is it? You'll see. You'll see. It's going to come up in a lot of interesting different ways. Some ways that will surprise you, some ways that will confound you, some ways that are going to make you really freaking uncomfortable because they're going to break you from old routines. That's why I asked the question before. You go to this class of yours, you learn super advanced, more advanced software programming. But let's say it's like a blank screen. The entire time you're there, you don't comprehend a thing. Doesn't make sense. Oh no, what's wrong with me? Something wrong? No. No, because actually, as a knower now, you're still going to have the knowledge of software programming. You're just still there. But suddenly, something changes. You're going to know code that is not zeros and ones. You're going to know code that's the universe, code that is consciousness and light. You're going to go beyond electronic software coding into true consciousness coding. That's a lot more fun. A lot more fun. And then all that software programming is, well, leave that for the young ones. You know, leave that for the others, because you're going to be on to deeper, amazing understandings that go beyond the mind. So the mind of the planet is maxed out. People are going to keep trying to use it, trying to better it. They're going to infuse it with chemicals and more thoughts and everything else, trying to stimulate it, trying to expand it again a little linearly. That's not going to go very far. But for the knowers, the intuitives, the creatives, the Gnost, you suddenly leap to a whole different level. And you still have the mind, but it's not the dominating force anymore. Still have all the facts and figures and the memories and everything else, but they are not what is guiding your ship anymore. I'll tell you this right now, it is a little tough adapting to it because it disrupts, it's a knowingness is a disruptive technology. It disrupts. By the way, disruptive technology, I love them. They're going to change the world. They're all around you. But the primary one right now is the disruptive technology, but it's really a disruptive consciousness that comes into your life as a knower. That's going to be the hard part. It's going to change things in your life. But, you know, by now, you're accustomed to it. By now, you're professionals at it. So let's take a good deep breath and with no force or effort. See, isn't that weird? It's like, well, how can you do something without force or effort? That's one of the first lessons, one of the first experiences, I should say, of a knower. It doesn't take force or effort. Remember, our old world over here, force, power, effort, gravity, all the rest of that. The knower realizes making this type of exponential change takes no power. Doesn't take any energy, any force. That's a tough one, in a way, for some people. Not for Shay. That's good. But for some, it's like, yeah, but I didn't feel anything. That's good. That's really good. Because you're not supposed to. Feeling comes from the old physical senses. Feeling comes from the mind and the emotion. So no, you're not going to feel anything right away. We can fade down the music.